You guys feel like this offense is starting to really hit its stride. I mean, you guys have put together three really good games, even the Arizona game, which you lost, there was some success offensively.
Oh, yeah, we're trying to put it together. Still some pieces that we need to tie together, but we're understanding it better, and things are starting to work in our favor.
You get a lot of people coming out of the woodworks, kind of reaching out to you out of nowhere. And,
oh yeah, and you know I'm your uncle's sister's cousin, friend. So it's been crazy, but it's been fun at the same time.
Is it hard to stay low key? I mean, when you have all these people all over you.
I'm a quiet guy, so you know it's different for me, but I'm kind of getting used to it. So I guess if you make plays, that's what happens. So.
Are you getting a little more comfortable with the cameras and the lights in front of
you? No, not yet. But it's coming. It's pretty cool. It's something that I have to get used to and be ready for.
Thanks. Yeah. It's not any more than that. Everyone anymore telling you, hey, I picked you up on fantasies now.
Now
you better produce because they're starting you.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of pressure. Like, appreciate it, but okay.
Is that what have most of the people talk to you about?
I picked you up on fantasy. Some of my guys that I play fantasy with, like I said, I picked myself in the last round of the draft, And now they're sending me trade requests for myself. How does that work? It was pretty cool.
Wait, so you picked yourself?
In the last round. It was kind of, just picking
Wild
myself.
Last round, or you?
I don't know, because I had Vernon, and I'm like, I got to put Vernon right in. So, I think it was the last game, not this past game, the game before last, I started myself. I'm glad I did.